Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. MyBookie.com, pulling up the sleeves here, getting dirty, getting grimy. This week's picks here. You got a team events.
Yeah.
Never fun.
So you're like one win last year.
It was actually. And I don't like it. I don't like this team event stuff, dude. It's too much for me. It's too much for me. All right? Because I know who's going to win this.
Maybe.
Picked them last year. Same people.
If they care.
Same people. They care. I think they care.
Defending champs.
Yeah, I think they care.
Coming off a Masters win.
Yep.
Shane, of course, needs a win as well.
Yeah, I think they care. I think they care, which is why this is so difficult for me, because I can't pick a favorite here. But let's get into last week's tournaments, as always, before we get into this week's tournaments.
JT, back on the winning horse.
Love to see it, by the way. Right now, golf, between Rory, Justin Thomas, everybody else,
Victor Hovland,
we're getting all the people we want here. We're getting all the best of the best.
Pretty good streak going.
Yes, we got a really good streak going. Golf is on a good streak right now.
Other than maybe Brian Harman at the Valero.
Yeah, didn't need that.
No.
But also, we don't really count Valero as a tournament. That's really registers. Like,
money still cashes.
It does, but you'll never catch me in the streets and be like, oh, man. Hey, do you remember that Valero tournament in fucking 2025? No, I don't. I never will.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. And I don't care about Brian Harman.
What if you're in like a back to the future situation where you have the information and you can bet on, with the knowledge that Brian Harman won the 2025 Valero?
Sure.
Are you going to use that information?
I sure am. But I'm not going to be happy about it.
Okay.
It's Brian Harman. Do I want to watch it? No.
Just that waggle for 3.5 minutes before every shot?
You know what it is? It's when he takes off his hat and he's completely clean bald.
Yeah.
It's gross. At that age?
Maybe that's why Tim Pool keeps his little beanie on.
You know, he kept it on today?
To the press.
So funny you brought that up. I asked somebody and...
Bozo ring.
That's what I heard.
You can see it from outer space.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, I heard is a complete bozo
ring. He's not a confident man.
No.
Shave the head. Come home,
shave
buddy.
It. That's it. Shave it. You're like a million people have done it. Shave your head.
Get on HGH. Do something.
I don't understand it.
Grow the beard out.
For another program, probably here. Watching last week's events, because I watched both of them, it was nice to be able to flip back and forth to the golf channel.
I was not watching Punta Cana.
I watched it. Why? Because my guy came in second.
Well, Mitchell, I mean, he keeps shooting first round leader every tournament, and
one
then
shot
does not close out.
One shot. He missed by one shot.
Thomas was actually the first round leader to win this year.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, as far as the, what is it, Punta Cana?
Punta Cana. Yeah. Poor Joel Damon just blowing that.
Second place, dude. One
shot. Three straight bogeys to lose by one.
And then the other tournaments. I did great. Two out of my three picks finished number eight.
Gutted for Novak. I was hoping Andrew Novak could have pulled that out.
Over
JT.
Come on.
Novak's been in the mix all year. He's great.
Tough shit. He's not. Good dude. That's not who America needs right now. Sorry.
He had
an
8-footer to win in regulation. You missed it. Wasn't even close.
How far was JT's birdie in the playoff hole?
It was like 22 feet.
Sure was.
Yeah.
And that
nailed it.
Was awesome.
Nailed it. Yeah.
It was awesome to see.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it, man. And between Rory and that back-to-back, it's fucking great for golf.
We got Quail Hollow at the middle of May. So
yes.
That's where JT won his first PGA Championship.
Yeah.
You got Rory, who has obviously a great career at Quail Hollow. Xander is always playing well at the Wells Fargo. Yeah, it's going to be a big boy tournament.
It sure is,
show up. PGA will be fun.
I don't have any belief in Scotty this year.
I mean,
not only have I not bet him once, I'm not going to the entire year, man. There's something there. He's got the yips.
He keeps, like, top seven in.
He does.
He's a top five, top ten machine.
He's got the yips. Did you see Sunday?
He put one in the water on the par five.
No, I'm talking about the 3-foot putt that he missed.
It was that, but, I mean, before that.
I've never seen a golfer as good as Scotty miss a 3-footer like that.
Hmm? Well, Joel Damon missed, like, a 1-footer.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's Joel Damon. There's a reason why one of them's Scottie Scheffler and the other one's Joel Damon.
Yeah. Like, Rory missed a one footer last year in the US Open.
Sure did.
At Pinehurst.
But he had the yips. And I think Scottie's got the same thing.
He didn't
thing.
Have the yips.
He did.
He just couldn't close.
I think he's fine now, which is a fucking problem this week. So here's what I'm angry about. All right. Yes, I did win this last year. Was it Shane Lowry and McIlroy? It sure was. Right now, this is a 3.5-1.
Yeah.
This is not worth betting. However, if you watch, and I hate to keep going back to this, full swing. The way that these guys push each other in the Ryder Cup, which was shown last year, was fucking awesome, dude. And, like, I have no reason to believe that they can't go back-to-back here.
Even if
it's just fun.
Take some long shots here. Why not?
I've got
some countrymen. You got some Frenchmen paired together.
Here's what I'm going to do with...
You got some Canadians paired together.
Here's what I'm going to do with Lowry and McIlroy. I hope they have a shitty first round.
Yeah.
And then I will bet on them, but I cannot bet on them on this show.
Right.
So let's go with your picks first, and then we'll get some mine.
I'm going to pick the winner right here. Max Grazerman, Nico Echevarria.
Gross.
These dudes are so close to winning. Echevarria has won twice, I think, during the fall. I don't really count those, though. You know, the fall.
All right. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims hair loss solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's Hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Events.
I don't either.
They're smaller events. But, I mean, Grazerman, Echevarria, this is a winning ticket right here. 28-1. Just count it. They're going to win this. If not, you have guys that already won this tournament before. Nick Hardy, Davis Riley, 75-1. Give me that value all day. And then two dudes that have played this tournament and finished in the top three before. They're currently 170-1. Yeah, I'll take that all day. You got Mark Hubbert. You got Ryan Brehm. 170-1.
If they're 170-1, why not just pick them to go top 10?
I mean, you could.
And what does that pay off?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Probably pretty high, right?
It's got to be probably somewhere in the 10-1 range, ish.
Maybe 12.
Maybe.
So that I think would be fun. But like, I'm looking at guys here that are going to push each other, same way as Lowry and McIlroy would push each other here in this one. And yeah, man. I went to the well with this earlier in the year. I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to go the Højgaard brothers.
Okay.
25-1.
I don't think they complement each other, though, because they're just the same player. They're twins.
They are.
And they're just dudes that bomb it. They don't really – there's not a guy that has a better short game.
But they got to psychologically be in it, like those Australian sisters earlier.
We can't be doing twin stuff.
I am. We did a whole twin show earlier on Ross Patterson Revolution. I'm doing fucking brothers now in this. I'm going with the Højgaard brothers again.
Okay.
I bet them earlier in the year, and I'm going back to that well.
You're not going back to last week's well with Keith Mitchell?
JT no, Poston? It's they're 16-1. It's a little too much. That's a little too high for me.
Keith Mitchell doesn't win.
No, he doesn't. He came in second last week. He fucked me.
If there's a first-round leader bet on this, I would take Keith Mitchell and JT Poston. 100%.
If there is, yes, you can feel free to take that, and I will do that as
soon
as the show is over.
That's my favorite streak maybe in golf right now. It's just Keith Mitchell, first round leader every time.
100%. The next one, though, I'm going with the Canadians, man. I'm going with Hadwin and Taylor.
Okay.
Dude, we've been high on Nick Taylor pretty much all year. They're 33-1 in this one. So
Hadwin's been a non-factor all year.
He has, but hopefully he's playing with another Canadian, which is why they're fucking paired up together. So there'll be some spark there. And again, I hate to go back to full swing, but like the way that Lowry and was talking to McIlroy and vice versa as the rounds went on at the Ryder Cup, I would imagine the same conversations are going on with these guys here. So that's why I'm going with it. The two Canadians, they need a win. And yeah, I think it ends up happening here. Now, as far as the third group that I'm choosing, not real stoked about it, dude.
Okay.
Not real stoked about it.
Let's hear it out.
Let's
talk it through.
We'll talk it through, I guess, dude. It's, oh, God, this guy's been playing terrible all year, and I just bash you for it. I just bash you for it. Thagala.
Yeah, no.
And Aaron Rye. Here's the thing.
He's written off for the rest of the year.
Rye has been playing well. So, like, I think they could help each other out and he won the Mexico Open last year, I think. This weather's going to be similar, dude. So, yeah, I'm going to go with them at 22-1.
Rye won the Wyndham.
Not Rye, Thagala. Thagala ended up winning in Mexico, I believe.
No, last time he won, I believe, was Napa.
Okay. So, I'm going to go with those two guys. And, like, Rye's been playing well. Hopefully, he can get Thagala out of this funk. We'll see. But that's where I live. And, like, I was this close to doing Wyndham Clark and more. Like,
I can't believe you're picking the Rye gun.
It's this one. I was this close to picking Wyndham Clark again.
Rye gun. Really? Ugh. It's gross.
It's gross. It's great. I told you I didn't like it.
Thagala might be a no bet this year. He's not good. I don't know why I picked him last week.
Should I switch to Wyndham Clark and more?
Yeah, why not? Taylor Moore?
Yeah. All right. Fuck
it's
it.
It's not a bad.
You talked me out of it.
Yeah.
I'll go Wyndham Clark at 20-1. Fuck it.
I think this is how the Rory thing happened last year.
It was, dude.
Yeah, well, I talked you into it.
I asked your opinion. So, yeah. Fuck it. The Gala's dead to me. Rye is dead to me. I'm going Clark and Moore. I'm going Wyndham Clark and Moore here at 20-1. Fuck it. That's my thing. I'm gonna dial this into my bookie right now so I don't forget it.
I bet Taylor Moore listens to the show.
I hope he does.
He seems like a drinking bro.
He's welcome to come on anytime he wants.
He might have been at J6.
I hope so. Shit, I wish I was there. you know. If I could turn back time, would have been a fun place to go to. One
Do
more time with your
days
picks.
In prison.
Yeah.
Get some street cred.
Fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only done two.
I'm going to Max Grazerman, Nico Echevarria at 28-1. Guys that have already won this, Nick Hardy and Davis Riley.
There you go.
And then Mark Hubbert and Ryan Brem at 170-1. I just love the value on all those.
No, I love you for saying that. So I've switched my bets. I'm going to reiterate to the audience. Wyndham Clark. Clark and Moore, 20-1. Højgaard Brothers, 25-1. Hadwin, Nick Taylor, 33-1. All in, dude.
You know who I would pick, though, if he didn't totally just have his heart ripped out last week?
Who?
Joel Damon. Joel Damon and Harry Higgs are 90-1. That's a great team. They're just boys.
It's a fun team.
It's a fun team, yeah.
It's a fun team.
They might take off their shirt. Yeah.
You go top 20 with those guys?
I would go top 20 with them, yeah.
Okay. What are you digging into over there?
Oh, I'm trying to get the ketone IQ.
Oh, ketone IQ open, dude. I get it. I had one before the show. Sorry.
I did just cut my nails, so I have no nails.
That's fine. You're good to go. You're good to go on that one. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit. All the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.